Well, this is just simply amazing. We've been together for 2 weeks on this journey of living free from the pain of divorce. The first week was focused on healing the pain and emerging stronger. And this week, we've connected with finding your way and reclaiming your life. My hopes are that you are feeling lighter, feeling hope and some direction for your life. I hope you'll take the offer and purchase the bonus package so that you're able to go back, listen to the speakers, and pull out the nuggets of wisdom that really captured you, that can remind you of some of the steps that you can take to finding your way. Talk about a huge bargain in that package. You have all the MP3s of the speakers, then 15 gifts that are meditations, workbooks, journal prompts, MP3s of speaker sessions, the coaching sessions that have been offered, lots and lots of value to you. And remember, that's at bonus.livingfreefromdivorce.com. Well, yesterday, Allie McLean reminded us about five components to designing and having an irresistible life. And she was talking about stepping into our sovereignty and that you need to know yourself. You need to know your desires. You've got to embody the energy of having those desires. You've got to ask and know that you'll receive. And finally, engage in the quantum entanglements. Take advantage of all that's out there for you to have the desires that you want. So today we'll have Lila Reyes with us to talk and share about spiritual divorce, your path to freedom. First, we'll do our centering exercise. So close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Feel your belly expand and your chest just open up. Take a moment to think about how have you changed from the first day of our speaker series? What's opened up for you? Where's there resistance? Just breathe into those ideas. Acknowledge yourself for being willing to find another way, to find a way to something more for your life. Breathe into that. Ask your inner wisdom, what is it that you need from this call today? And come back to the call. Lila Reyes is an international teacher and consultant who specializes in relationship and divorce coaching and personal empowerment. She's a certified master integrative coach who's been personally trained by Debbie Forge, the New York best-selling author and creative of the world-acclaimed spiritual divorce process. Lila has also developed the groundbreaking Reclaim Yourself After Divorce process. She teaches skills that increase confidence, self-esteem, joy, and authentic expression. And she empowers people to move on in their lives and draw on new possibility. Her powerful work helps people heal their hearts, regain their power, and create the life they've always wanted. So ask yourself, what would it take to see your divorce as being the best thing that's ever happened to you? Would you need a guarantee that you'll never be hurt again or that the people you love won't suffer? What if you could experience freedom regardless of what's happening around you? Well, Lila, spiritual divorce facilitator and creator of the groundbreaking Reclaim Yourself in Divorce process, as she shares universal truths that help you heal your heart, regain your power. Today, she'll discuss how you'll use these spiritual laws to end your suffering, how you use your divorce as a catalyst in life and create the ecstatic life that you desire, and a systematic approach to avoid the common pitfalls that keep you from creating loving and lasting relationships. And so, I want to welcome Lila, and why don't you tell us about your journey and how you've gotten to where you are today? Pretty impressive to listen to all you've done.
Thank you, Dottie. And I first want to thank you so much for pulling this series together. I've been listening to all the interviews the last couple of weeks, and you're doing such a fantastic job. I've received feedback from friends and clients who are listening, and the combined resources. Everyone says that the combined resources of all these speakers that you have brought together is really helpful. So thank you so much. And I can say with great humility that I'm an expert on the topic this week of reclaiming yourself, because after my divorce, I didn't even know who I was anymore. And I felt empty, and I felt lost, and I was absolutely terrified about what my life was going to look like. I was afraid of being alone, and I didn't know how I was going to even take care of myself when my divorce ended. So out of my shame and guilt, I ended up disconnecting from my families and friends and becoming isolated, and I even left a community that I was deeply, deeply involved and connected with. So I made huge mistakes because of the pain that I was in, and I even hurt people that I love and who care about me. And it took me quite a while to get back in touch with the qualities that I really love about myself so that I could create a new life. And you know what? The interesting thing is that I felt, when I was going through this process, I felt like I was the only one who ever felt this way and that my situation was unique. But in working with the women that I have over the years, I've learned that the feelings and the experiences that we have when we're going through a divorce are actually quite universal. And it can take a really long time for people to make a decision to leave and to divorce. And the more stories I heard from women who hung in there for years thinking that things would change, the more I realized how much we had in common. So even though our experiences, our circumstances could be so different, there were some universal feelings and experiences that everyone going through a divorce has. And so I was in a relationship for 23 years to a man who was unresponsive to me. He was disempowering and belittling, and on some level, I didn't really feel like I had a choice. I felt victimized, and I blamed him for my sadness, and I blamed him for my dissatisfaction in our relationship, in my marriage. He was a great provider, and there are a lot of good qualities that he has, but our marriage lacked the intimacy and the connection that I wanted and needed in my life, and I felt really alone in my marriage. And so for years before I left, before I made the decision to leave, I had that sense of loss already, of loneliness. And I wasted a lot of time hoping and praying and even begging him to show up in a different way. So year after year, I lived in denial. And you know what that stands for, right, Dottie? Denial? Have you heard this before? Don't even know I am lying.
Yeah, exactly.
I was lying to myself when I thought that everything was okay. I was just pretending, you know, going along my way, sweeping things under the carpet. And while there were parts of my life that I loved, like being a mom, deep down I wasn't happy. But I didn't want to hurt my kids, and there were all these reasons and my fears. So I stayed for a really long time. But when my marriage ended suddenly, I was left with myself. And I felt empty, and I felt afraid, and I felt alone. Even in my anger, I felt this resignation and this intense shame and guilt for what I considered my biggest failure. And so I've been there. And you can probably relate to this feeling that divorce, I've heard this and I felt this, that it's this never-ending emotional roller coaster ride. And I bet everyone on the call goes through some intense emotions like anger and resentment, sadness, grief, you know, we're all over the board, up and down. And even if you're the one who initiated the breakup, which I did, you're on the ride. One minute you're looking forward to your future, the next moment you're wallowing in self-pity, wishing you invested in Kleenex tissue stock, because divorce usually involves a lot of crying. And so one of my clients, Deb, she'd get on the phone with me and she would just sob. Sometimes it would take her 20 minutes before I could understand a single word that she said. And the feelings that we have when we're going through a divorce are real, and they can be intense. And a lot of women feel overwhelmed by their loss and grief, like Deb did. And just knowing that this is common helps us understand ourselves more. And so my journey led me to take several trainings around relationships, and I read tons of books, and I paid really close attention to my own experience and what was happening and what I was hearing from other women. And then I trained with Debbie Ford, the New York Times bestselling author who wrote Spiritual Divorce, and I had the privilege to go through the spiritual divorce process myself and learned some valuable tools that helped me not only heal, but totally and completely fall in love with myself. And so in the last several years, I've taken everything that I've learned from women like me, and I've developed my Reclaim Yourself After Divorce program. And then so I offer private coaching for people who are over the phone and help clients all over the world love themselves through divorce so they can really move on with that confidence, like deep, grounded confidence in their ability to create a vibrant and fulfilling life. And in that, I offer workshops and teleclasses. You know, my life has just really opened up around that, seminars in the Bay Area. And anyone can go to my website at reclaimyourselfafterdivorce.com for more information. So now, I live in California, and it's really easy to use this analogy. I like to describe divorce as being like an earthquake. And your entire foundation, when you go through a divorce, it's as if your entire foundation is completely ripped out from under you, and you're left alone to rebuild your foundation. Can you relate to that, Dottie?
Oh, absolutely. And I love what you just started with, you know, just the connection that, you know, giving people permission to feel what they feel and the need to relate. You know, as women, we have that need anyway.
Right.
And then just, you know, to realize other people have gone through that. Oh, yeah, you
right.
brought up so many wonderful points.
Right, right. And so after that divorce, or when you're rebuilding your foundation, there's usually this big mess to clean up. And a lot of times we don't even have the funding to clean it up. You know, we've got these financial fears. So with any disaster, and divorce is a disaster, there is a lot of emotional distress. And when you're feeling intense emotions, we can make decisions that aren't always in our best interest or in the best interest of our children if we have them. So on top of that, we make these choices that completely devalue and deny the love that once existed between two people. So we have a choice. We can rebuild this foundation from one of two places. We can either rebuild from love, which would be choosing a spiritual divorce, or we could rebuild from fear. And unfortunately, for most of us, our default mode is often fear. And when we're creating our future from fear, from our fears, it can take a really, really long time to reclaim ourselves. And the average divorce takes between 4 and 8 years to heal from. That's 4 to 8 years of your precious, incredibly precious life force energy. And I added that up, and that's upwards of 70,000 hours of your time, of making do, of your life force energy, of getting through it, struggling with loss and betrayal. So I'm so curious. You know, I ask myself, what could you create in 70,000 hours if you were living free from the pain of your divorce? And so I've discovered some ways to minimize and cut down the healing process so you can invest wisely and consciously in your future. And today I want to give you some practices, three practices, to help you start reclaiming yourself today, if that's okay.
That would be great.
All right, so I'm going to share the three C's of reclaiming yourself after divorce. And they're consciousness, connection, and compassion. We need all three. And the first thing that I want to acknowledge is that divorce is painful, incredibly painful, and we all know that. It can be very disorienting when that earthquake hits and you're left having to rebuild. And you need to start with your foundation and being really conscious. That's the first C, conscious of the raw materials that you're using to rebuild. So your awareness is going to make this huge difference in the quality of your life after divorce and the time that it takes to heal. So most of us create a future after divorce using building materials that don't give us a finished product that we want. And it's probably common knowledge here on the call with people going through divorce that 50% of all marriages end in divorce. But what you might not know is that 60% of second marriages end in divorce. And that's because of not dealing consciously with our feelings and patterns of behavior that brought about the divorce in the first place. So in other words, we're building that same building just on a different street instead of upgrading our material list. So let me share with you what I mean by that. The client that I mentioned earlier, Deb, she was in a marriage for 15 years. And when she divorced, there was nothing more that she wanted than to be married again. So guess what she did? She went out and she married the first guy that she met. And she didn't think that that was a problem, not until this marriage ended 5 years later for the exact same reasons that her first marriage ended. And she was devastated all over again. And it was because she wasn't aware of the relationship patterns in her life. She found herself dredging up the same hurts, the same exact feelings of anger for the same reasons, and the same resentments that she had had with her first husband. So healing is a really slow process if you're building your foundation from hurt and anger and resentment, because like Deb, you're likely to repeat the same experiences. So bringing consciousness to your feelings is going to have a profound impact on your experience and the choices that you make about who you want to be in relationship with and what you want to do with your life force energy.
Wow. So what do you tell people about all the emotions that they have during a breakup?
Oh, that's a fantastic question, Dottie. What I tell people is that your feelings are normal and that you need to feel them and you need to understand them and you need to bring consciousness to them so that they don't control you. So all the anger and the resentment and the grief and the feelings of loss and the feelings of betrayal that you might be experiencing when you go through a divorce are all normal. But here's the thing. When you try and avoid them, because it doesn't feel good, when you deny them, when you pretend they're not there, what you're actually doing is lengthening your healing process. And it is completely and totally normal to want to push negative feelings away because we don't want to feel the pain of them. But they're not going to go away if you deny that they're there. They just won't do it. And so Debbie Ford, she wrote Spiritual Divorce and the created the Spiritual Divorce Process, which is a 13-week one-on-one coaching program. She says that it's like, when you're avoiding your feelings, it's like getting a big bowl of poop and putting ice cream on top of it. So eventually you're going to eat something that you don't want to eat. It's not going to go away. So you have to clean the bowl out first. You have to start with the ice cream. Start with what the good stuff that you want to put in it. And so you have to, you absolutely must acknowledge your feelings if you don't want them to run you. And when you raise your consciousness and you allow yourself to fully grieve, then you're going to notice that you'll start to create an even better life for yourself. And in addition, you'll be rebuilding your confidence, you'll be rebuilding your self-esteem, and you're going to be growing your trust that things are going to work out for you in your life. So whatever your spiritual beliefs are, a spiritual divorce requires that you trust that things are going to be all right, that they're going to work out okay. And building your foundation on anger and resentment and fear, it's really easy to become bitter and cynical about your life. But ultimately, that's going to just cause you more pain. And I know nobody on this call wants more pain. So like I mentioned earlier, we're motivated by only two things in life, love or fear. And raising your consciousness allows you to build your foundation on love. Feeling your feelings is an act of love, and the cornerstone of a solid foundation really includes consciousness. So, and I'd love to share a short consciousness practice that will help everyone heal faster. Is that all right?
Yes, and can I just throw in something here for a second? One of the reasons that I chose to do this series is just what you're talking about, you know, to try to help people move from that pain, anger, bitterness, you know, that probably I stayed in for way too long, and kind of like you were talking about the number of years that it takes to heal, you know, because if you can sidetrack some of that, what a better life we'd all have, you know, and then to be able to step into the life you want. So sorry for the diversion, but
no.
Share with us.
Yes, yes, and that's not a diversion at all. That's exactly, you're right on track with that, and that's what the spiritual divorce process does, the actual one-on-one coaching process where you're going through on a very, very systematic step-by-step, beginning, middle, end process that takes you through all of that so you can build a really strong foundation. It's very, very powerful, and I love that work. So there are several practices, and these are practices that I've developed, and some of the things that I'm sharing are from Spiritual Divorce, but some are what I've developed in Reclaim Yourself After Divorce, and so I do both, and I have several practices that I can share with you, and some of the resources are on my website at reclaimyourselfafterdivorce.com. But here's one that I gave to Deb, and it really helped her to understand what she was feeling and to notice that her feelings change over time. Because I think it's common for us to think that we're going to feel this way forever, and to put in place this practice, you'll see that your feelings come and go. And the purpose of this is to recognize that what you're feeling, just to recognize what you're feeling, and that it is a step toward consciously releasing your negative emotion. So I would recommend that everybody, if you want to do this short little exercise, not short little exercise, it actually takes a little bit of time, because I recommend that you do it every day for 28 days. And that is to choose a time each day and write a full page of how you're feeling. Maybe you set a timer and just write for 20 minutes, or maybe you dedicate, no matter how long it takes, you write a full page. And some people like to start their day releasing their emotions, but it doesn't matter what time you do it, just that you do it. So you're going to take a few minutes to think about your divorce and notice what you're feeling in the moment. And then once you've taken a few breaths and really settled in, then you begin with, I feel. Just write down, I feel, and complete the sentence. And then start again, I feel. Just do it again and again and again until you have the whole page filled or the timer runs out, either way. And so you're going to be at a different place each time you do it. So where you're at, Dottie, if you were to just do that right now, just tune into your feelings around your divorce and complete the sentence, I feel
grateful.
Grateful, yay. Yeah, and somebody else is going to feel, I feel angry, or I feel resentful, or I feel sad. And, you know, you may go through different feelings. You will, if you're doing this on a 28-day cycle. So, and if you do this every day for 28 days, you'll notice how your feelings change over time and how they come and go, depending on the circumstances. I feel incredibly grateful for my divorce when I think about it. And I had a situation happen just a couple weeks ago where I was in the throes of it. I was feeling angry, and I couldn't even see straight. I was seeing red. I was so mad. And it just really brought a lot of humility to me that I can drop right back into it, you know, when something happens, you know. And so getting that paper out and writing, I feel angry, I'm pissed off right now. You know, I just want to rip his head off or whatever it is. And now I'm back to feeling grateful and centered. And so it does change and move. But when you're in the middle of it, it might not feel that way. So,
well, and another thing I'd like to say about that too, Leila, and for many of the people, and probably most people that are going through divorce, or probably a large number, you have children. And so those children are with you forever. And I've noticed, my children are grown now, but my daughter's now pregnant, which is a whole nother arena that her dad and I will have to deal with when she got married. You know, so it is. And just like what you said, there are times, I mean, you know, and we really have a great relationship, but, you know, I'm still glad I'm not married to him and all of those things. But, boy, talk about still be able to push my buttons when I hear my kids say something about a situation that happened or something. So, absolutely, it is an ongoing process, but what I guess I can say I'm grateful for is that I have these tools and, you know, processes like your teaching and spiritual divorce process and all of those things. And that's why all of this is so valuable, more than any money. Mm-hmm. It's the really knowing about what can I do when I go on these roller coasters like the earthquake that you were talking about. Mm-hmm. So thanks for bringing that up, because I think that's an important, you know, bit of information to share with people, that we're going to continue to do that. That's life, you know. So
Yeah, you're right on. This, I love that you brought up that now that you have these tools that you can use, because when I think back to what happened, and I'm not going into the details of it, it's a long story, but when I think back around a couple weeks ago when this event happened, this circumstance that just sent me, you know, into a tailspin, I can honestly say that if I didn't have the tools that I learned through the last several years and through going through the spiritual divorce process myself, that I would have probably, I could see that event would have taken me 6 months to move through easily. Mm-hmm. But because I had the tools, I was able to move through it pretty quickly in a day, and then the after effect took a week. And oh my gosh, when I think about the life force energy that it would have taken for me to be, you know, invested in that and angry and tied in and, you know, talking about it and, you know, my sad story around it, you know, where I felt victimized or, you know, to just go into that, I can totally see that would have been a 6 month journey for me. And so I'm incredibly grateful for the tools that I have and my ability to be able to take a step back, look at it, take apart one of the exercises in the spiritual divorce process, and in the I'm not sure if Debbie goes into it in the book or the Path to Freedom that we'll be talking about later today, but you write out your story and then you separate out your fact from fiction. And to be able to take that step back, from what happened a couple weeks ago, and really, you know, take the emotion out of it, and just look at what are the facts. I was able to just really see what my next step was. I was able to accept this is the way that it's going to be. These are spiritual laws in spiritual divorce. I could, acceptance is the first law of spiritual divorce, and I could accept this is, he's not going to change. This is the way it is. This is what is. And I don't need it to be any different. I could surrender. That's the second spiritual law. And just surrender to the flow of it. Okay, this is what needs to happen. And then from there, I was able to open up and see new possibilities and completely transform my experience around it in a heartbeat. I mean, a week is a long heartbeat, but, you know, but still.
Well, but still, like you said, it would have been 6 months. I mean, that's huge.
Easily.
Acknowledge yourself, Leela. That's wonderful.
Yeah. So, you know, that was a really powerful experience and testimony to this work for sure. And so when the people on the call, when everyone listening does this exercise, it really is to notice as you're, you know, doing this for 28 days, and you notice that you don't have to be a slave to your emotions, but you can let it move through you. Let the anger move through you. It's not going to stay. And to just trust that. And this practice here changed the way Deb was able to relate to herself, and it really, really helped speed up her healing process. And that's what I wish for everyone on the call, is to a speedy recovery.
Yes. So talk to us about what are some of the common concerns you hear from people going through a divorce?
Ah, that's a really good question. And I would love, if you think that there's of something else that I don't mention here, please add to it. But hands down, what I've noticed is that there are three things that people are most concerned about. And Deb was typical in her fear that she would be alone forever. This is very common. The fear was so strong that she couldn't do it. She got married right away. And on the other hand, you know, that being alone, some people decide that they're never going to get married again, or that they're never going to open their heart again, because they're never going to trust anyone again because of one person hurting them, or two. You know, you notice that there's a pattern here if you're in a few relationships. But this decision comes from fear, not love. So, again, bringing consciousness to this choice is going to make a huge difference. So think about it. You've been hurt by someone, and then out of fear, you blame every single man or woman for your ex-partner's transgression. So if you end up with someone who hurts you in the same way you've been hurt in the past, it's actually because you need more consciousness around your patterns and what it is in you that attracts that same circumstance over and over again. And this is what happened to Deb. It's when I say this, it's not meant as blame anyone. there's actually a ton of power in this awareness, having this knowledge. Because when you have the awareness of what your red flags are, then you'll make different choices. So, like my client Deb, she had the same relationship twice with these two marriages, and it was same things were showing up. And I just talked to her this past week where she was looking at getting into a relationship. She was thinking about, okay, this is a really nice guy. I like him. I'm thinking I'm going to jump in. And I guided her to look at what her red flags are and to really pay attention to how he was showing up and how she was showing up with him, and to use some of these tools here to determine whether or not this was a good relationship for her. And she did that. She took a couple weeks. She didn't jump in. And then she decided, nope, this isn't, here are like five of the red flags that just, showed up right here in this relationship. And she was able to say no to them. And now she's, putting herself into different situations around, like she said no to that. So that means she's not going to repeat this pattern again with somebody. And that is
That's such a good example because, so many of the people I talk to say, well, that red flag was there, but I thought we were going to be able to work out through it.
Mm-mm.
And so we know, we have a sense of knowing, but we ignore it because, we're lonely or whatever. So,
Exactly. So that's one of the exercises, one of the processes that I take people through in the Reclaim Yourself After Divorce is to really look at who you are and what your qualities are and look at the core conditions that say that where you can make a decision, like a rubric, right? You can say this is a yes or a no, this is an A or a B or a C. And when you can take your emotions out of it, because your emotions are like, oh, I want to, this feels juicy, this is yummy, I want to be involved in, I want a boyfriend, or I want to get married, or I want to, what you're wanting can, and those emotions can take over. So you need to take a step back, and I help people create a plan for that so that they can look at what their yeses and nos are, more in a systematic thing so that you can step back from the emotions. And it's really powerful because you can make a very conscious decision around who you want to be in relationship with so that you're not, ending up 5 years down the road divorced again and not being one of the statistics of 60% second divorce. So another thing that people really grapple with is feeling guilty, and you mentioned it before around the kids. So, what's the impact that their divorce has on their kids? And while I work with people around that as well, I got to tell you, I listened to Rosalyn Sadaka's seminar last week, and she has some incredible tips on how to minimize the impact of divorce on your children. And I highly recommend anyone who has kids who wants to minimize that, who wants to have a child-centered divorce, that's what she calls it, and I think that her recording isn't available anymore, right? You need to purchase the package to listen to that. But I'll tell you what, it will be worth its weight in gold because she's on it. She's got it, and she's done it herself, and she has testimony from her own son that it works. And if you want to minimize the impact of divorce on your children, you got to listen to that seminar. So I'm going to leave even though I hear that a lot as a concern, that's one of the main concerns that I hear from people, I'm going to leave that to Rosalyn to talk about. And then the third thing that people are concerned with is that they don't think that they're ever going to heal from this trauma. And it is a trauma. Emotionally, I don't know if you've heard this, but I'm sure that everyone can relate to it. Emotionally, divorce is very similar to a death. It feels exactly like a death. You've had this incredible loss. Even if it's not a relationship that you're like, wow, this is a great relationship, or you wouldn't be getting divorced, but it's the loss of the dream even, and the death of a dream. And so you've lost your structure, you've lost your routine, you've lost your support person. And even if it wasn't a good relationship, like I said, you don't have someone to share meals with, you've got to start all over. And you know what I want to tell everyone around that is that you will get through it. you absolutely will get through it. And it's going to be okay. But with consciousness, you can expedite the process and set yourself up for a future with or without a relationship. And this is going to be really, really key, you know, to get the help that you need in any one of the speakers, or to, you know, go through the spiritual divorce path to freedom that we're going to talk about in a little bit. Get the support that you need so you don't have to take 70,000 hours to heal from this.
Boy, that just feels like a burden, in, you know, 70,000 hours. Wow, that's a lot. So, Lila, from your perspective, what does it take to shift, you know, this negative energy, you know, in divorce to being able to step into a life that you desire?
That's excellent. The main thing that I want to say around that is that it is completely and totally a matter of perspective. That's the word right there that I want to, you know, glob onto. Is once you can see your divorce from a different perspective than what you've been holding on to, then you will effortlessly move out of the negative energy. So shifting your perspective from a thought that this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me, and I'm never going to get through with this, I'm never going to love again, I'm never going to be loved again, shifting from that to, this is the best thing that could have ever happened to me, and that the universe is conspiring on my behalf to deliver me the life of my dreams. So I want to say to everybody listening on this call, your divorce is not a punishment. Your divorce is not a failure. Even though it might feel like it, there are no mistakes. And when you really get that there are no mistakes, then you're having a spiritual divorce. So obviously I'm covering a lot of material here, and I wish I could take you through a whole process, but just in this short hour, I can't, you know, can't do that. I wish I could. But when I do this kind of work one-on-one or in small groups or in teleclasses, we can go into a lot more depth with it. So let me just share that while there is loss associated with your divorce, your divorce, and everybody, please really take this in, your divorce is an opportunity. It's an opportunity to reconnect with yourself in ways you never have before. And it's an opportunity to know yourself on the deepest levels, an opportunity to consciously create a life of your choosing. And so I'm going to ask everyone to answer these questions right now, and Dottie, I'll have you share the answers out loud, but if everyone has a paper and pen, to go ahead and write down the answers to these three questions. So I want you to just imagine, everyone on the call, and Dottie, I'll take you through this just very brief little process. Imagine that your divorce is the absolute greatest thing that ever happened to you. And so when you have that really clear, like even if you, I think you probably believe it, but for the people listening, take a moment to really just let yourself believe it, even if it's only for this 1 10-second, you know? And now answer these questions. So if your divorce were the best thing that ever happened, what new feelings would you have? And Dottie, I think you're right on target. You'd probably say grateful, which you're already there.
Yeah.
But what other feelings would you have?
Joy came to mind.
Joy, beautiful. And if you knew that your divorce were the best thing that ever happened, then what possibilities would exist for you as you step into that joy?
It's endless. And there's such a giving feeling because, you know, you're on purpose when we're doing this work.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And one of the things that I notice when I ask people to do this exercise is that they do answer something like it's endless, unlimited possibilities. And for the people listening, I want specifics. I want you to really go deeper than the abstract. And get underneath it so that you can see it. Because right here, This is the beginning of your visioning process. This is the beginning of you getting really clear on what you want your life to look like, and you need to be specific about it. You need to be able to take some time to really get underneath and discover and identify what it is that you want your life to look like, and that can't be done in an abstract way. And I just want to say that that's really common to have it be, you know, endless, unlimited possibilities, but we need to identify them. So if this were true, Dottie, if you had endless possibilities, and then again, you go into details of what that might be, and felt this tremendous amount of joy, then what action would you take right now, today, or this week, that you've been avoiding taking up until now?
Well, I would invest in myself in some way. You know, prior to that, I was always giving to everyone else. And so if I knew that there were endless possibilities for me, I would just start tapping into, you know, whether it's taking a class or something to really kind of further what I'm feeling that I really like.
Great, great. And so when you do all of these three things together, you identify the new feelings you would have, you get really clear on what the possibilities that would exist for you and have them be concrete, then you're able to see that the actions that you need to take in order to bring yourself to that feeling of joy and those experiences that you want. And so that, you know, that step, like what action would you take? It doesn't have to be a big one, but the clearer you are on what that what the possibility, what your vision is, you're going to see the steps one by one that you can take that'll move you, baby steps, toward that vision. And that's another thing that I absolutely love. It's an excellent exercise that allowed Deb to create a vision for her future that really excited her, and she just like took off from it, and she had it laid out, and I helped her do that in the process. So I hope this is really helpful to the listeners.
Oh, absolutely. You're giving lots of specific things and being very concrete about, you know, what we can do in real about the whole range of what's happening. Mm-hmm. So talk about what you found are some of the ways people, you know, why people take longer healing.
Mm. I'd say that one of the biggest things that I notice is that people tend to isolate themselves. I've noticed that a lot of people going through a divorce already feel alone. You know, you no longer have the relationships that you did, not just your relationship, but now the couple's relationships. And, I mean, it's really can be overwhelming, the aloneness that we can feel. And the other thing is that in that, we feel that we failed. I know that was a big one for me. So the more that we isolate ourselves, the more that we stay stuck in our feelings of failure, and the more that just becomes a vicious cycle, and we can, from there, it can lead to depression and you know, other just lengthening that process. And so I love using the example that, you know, of my client Deb, and she just really felt very alone herself. And when I started working with her after the ending of her second marriage, she would just curl up in a fetal position and cry. And the more that she did that, the worse that she felt. And even when you notice that you like put yourself in that position, it brings up certain feelings. And so the worse that she felt, the more that she isolated. And that's how it became a vicious cycle for her. And I was completely blown away. In our first session, there was this huge shift because I was holding her hand every step of the way and creating a safe place for her to open up and to feel her feelings and to move beyond them. And so through my work with Deb, one of the big issues that she had was that she was determined, I've got to find the man of my dreams. That was it for her. But now she doesn't need that. She doesn't need to find someone to complete her because she feels whole. And she feels complete all on her own, and it comes from deep inside of her, this confidence and this surety in who she is and what she has to offer and bring the world. And so the trust that she developed through our connection and coaching relationship led her to creating the life of her dreams, and things just got better and better for her. And now she's just like, just this joy-filled woman that it's like this total transformation that I'm just in awe of. And she's having tons of fun dating. You know, she doesn't have to put all this pressure on herself or anything. She's just going out having a great time. And she owns her own successful business where she was a stay-at-home mom and didn't, you know, she wasn't working. And now she's got a successful business and she's well on her way to being financially independent. She's absolutely living her vision and taking risks in life and choosing things that make her happy. And I talked to her recently, like I said, and she's, you know, having fun traveling and she's, you know, dating some amazing men, and she's aware, you know, I'm saying no to this guy and having fun in the process. And now, you know, she has a few people in line that don't have the same red flags as her first two husbands. So this example that I shared of Deb really highlights the importance of connection, which is one of the three C's. We have consciousness and we have connection. And so I think you can hear that Deb couldn't do this alone. I mean, it would have taken a really long time, and that isolating herself was sabotaging her healing process. So isolating yourself, if you're feeling that, anyone who's listening on this call, it's a really big red flag. It's going to drag your healing out for a really long time. And I guess, I'm really guessing that everyone on this call is dealing with this on some level. And so here's a practice that I want to leave with you, because it's something that really worked for Deb. Before she decided to work with me, she was, you know, in this place. And I had her make a list of pros and cons when she was in the process of making this decision to invest in herself. And so what are the pros and cons of doing this on her own or getting some support? And, for example, her con list, she wrote that she would have to spend money on herself. And at that time, it was a stretch for her. And on the pro was that she got to create the life of her dream. And so that investment has paid off for her. And her first major connection, which I'm honored, completely and totally honored, that I was able to be that connection with her, that for her, that allowed her to complete her healing process and move on in her life.
Wow, you must feel great about that. So, Lila, you know, we've talked about consciousness and connection. So what's the third C that will expedite the healing process?
We can't leave that one out, that's for sure. It's a daily dose of compassion. And one way you can give yourself this daily dose, we need it. We have to give ourselves compassion, beating ourselves up, making ourselves wrong, blaming ourselves. It will get us nowhere. It will lengthen the healing process. And so you've got to be nice to yourself. You've got to be gentle with yourself. Even when you find yourself beating yourself up or making yourself wrong, you got to be gentle with yourself in doing that. So don't beat yourself up for beating yourself up, because you probably will do it, right?
Absolutely.
Right? And so the exercise that I love sharing with people is to recognize that you are the only person that you are 100% guaranteed to be in relationship with for the rest of your life. So you might as well be nice to yourself. And so here's what I have people do. Ask yourself these questions. If you were your own best friend, and this is the only way that I found that it really works, is to disidentify with yourself. Make yourself your own best friend. Imagine your best friend standing in front of you. How would you treat yourself? Would you be really hard on your best friend, or would you be gentle and compassionate? Would you berate your best friend and tell her that she was wrong and to, you know, get over it? Of course not. Absolutely not. You would tell her that she's okay, and you would tell her that you love her, and you would tell her that you're going to be there for her. You'd probably take her out to dinner. You wouldn't let her be alone when she was feeling sad, right? You would know. You would absolutely make sure that she knew you loved her and that you cared for her. And so this is your job. I want to charge everyone on this call to, as you move forward with each and every step, as you move forward through reclaiming yourself after your divorce, is to give yourself compassion every single day. the moment that you say something hurtful to yourself, just notice it and stop. Don't be hard on yourself. Just notice it and imagine that you're your own best friend and ask yourself, what do I need in this moment? And then give that to yourself because you deserve it, and it will expedite your healing process. So remember that even though divorce is like an earthquake and it can shake you up, shake you to your core, you can rebuild, and with a strong foundation built on consciousness and connection and compassion, then you're going to be stronger and you're going to have the confidence and the self-esteem to make your life anything, and I mean anything that you want it to be. And I'd be absolutely honored when I think about the work that I do and how much I see people change and shift and grow and transform and heal. I would be honored to help anyone who's ready for this, anyone who's ready to reclaim themselves in record time so that you can move on with confidence in your ability to create a vibrant and fulfilling life after divorce. I know that every one of you can do that.
Wow, that's pretty fantastic. How about if you take a few minutes and talk about what you have to offer and how you can keep this healing going on for them? And let me ask our speakers a couple different things. You can go to Leela, which is leela.livingfreefromdivorce.com. And you can see her page as Leela's talking about that. And then also, when she's finished talking about it, we'll take some questions. So if you're on the phone, you'd press star 2. And then if you're on the webcast, then just in the box below, please send in some questions because Leela would love to answer those. So Leela, share with us.
Okay. Well, first I just want to say that if any of you are serious about healing from your divorce, like Deb was, then I want to invite you to connect with me. And you can send me an email at leela@leilareyes.com if you have any questions or want to learn more. Or you can sign up directly at the website that that Dottie just gave you. For the 8-week, it's an 8-week study of spiritual divorce. It starts on the in about 10 days, and it's in our 8-week study of spiritual divorce, you're going to feel like someone is holding your hand. You're going to feel connected and supported, and through regular weekly readings and weekly exercises, you're going to become part of a community of healing and transformation that will empower you to create a new life for yourself. And I really want this to be an intimate community, so the class is going to be limited to 10 people, and I would absolutely love it for you to join me, for anyone who's ready for that.
Wow. And it is that long-term process that really does help, you know, just week by week, because sometimes we feel overwhelmed by it, and by taking it a little bit at a time, it really does help work through that. So thank you for offering that to our listeners. And so let me check out and see if we have any questions from our listeners. It's interesting. Some days we have like lots, but in some days I didn't even get to all of them, and then other days. So let me see here if we have any.
Oh, and you know, did you let people know about the Reclaim Yourself After Divorce journal as well? As that's one of the bonus gifts too.
You know, I actually had marked that down and just went over it. So why don't you share that? Because that is a when I was talking about all the things in there, I did talk about journal prompts and stuff.
Yes.
So why don't you tell about that? Because that's really fabulous.
Yes. Well, I've created this especially for your listeners. I'm going to be offering it for $69 on my site, and it's free for anyone signing up for the packages that you have. And really, journaling is an excellent self-growth tool because it reveals limitations in the story that you've told yourself, and it also helps you increase your awareness, your consciousness, so that you can create a new empowering story and start taking actions to reinvent your life. And over time, journaling will identify patterns in your thinking which are often deeply ingrained and you know, as unconscious limiting beliefs. So it's going to really deepen your experience, and it gives you a safe place to honestly explore unconscious thoughts and release unprocessed doubt and worry and fear and anxieties that we all have when we're going through a divorce. And then you'll also be able to observe your thoughts with greater objectivity and clarity. And it's weekly journal prompts. It's actually a year-long journal that I give a journal prompt each week. And then you can choose whether you want, if you're more of a private person and you want to connect in a smaller group. I've got about 7,000 people in the community. So you can open it up to where you can support each other and be as actively involved in community, which, you know, that's the connection. One of my three C's is connection, and boy, this will do it. I've noticed that people really support each other in this community. And then I have community calls, too, that where I bring people together on specific topics that are really relevant to what's going on in your life right now. So, yay.
Yeah, and that also, you know, as earlier when you said to start writing down, I feel, and just get in the habit, because so much of the writing, you know, is getting into a habit of that, because a lot of times we've denied our feelings and not gotten into that. So between that and then your other examples that you've given, they're great tools to help through this process of healing. We have a question.
Great.
Hi, Leila. Great session, very informative and helpful. My question to you is, do you have any suggestions for nudging my ex-husband towards healing from our divorce? I'm working through my pain, and it's been several years. He, however, continues to linger with the bitterness, mind games, and manipulation. I genuinely want him to be happy in life. Any thoughts on how I can encourage him to make our divorce an opportunity for him too?
Yeah, you know, this is one of the one of the spiritual laws is called the law of responsibility. And what that says is to take responsibility for what you can take responsibility, which is your own healing and your own choices and your own thoughts and your own actions, and to not take responsibility for anything that doesn't belong to you. And unfortunately, the reason that he's the way that he is probably one of the reasons that you guys ended up divorced in the first place. And so, you can be the example, and you can continue your journey and do everything that you can to integrate all of the spiritual laws into your life, and that can have an impact on your, it will have an impact on your experience of him. It will have, this is what I want to say, you doing your work, taking responsibility for your life and integrating these spiritual laws will impact your experience of him. And but you can't do it for him. That has to come from inside of him. Probably not what you want to hear.
Thank you so much for the call. Let me check and see if I have any more calls. Well, I want to thank you so much, Leila. It's been fabulous, and you've given so many concrete ways to really look at this whole process of healing and lots of different resources. And so I want to say thank you to a fabulous ending of our 2 weeks. And I do believe we can find, heal our hearts with the types of work that you've given and also the work that we've been hearing about the last couple of weeks. Remember the three C's, the consciousness, connection, and compassion that Leila was talking to us about today. And one of the things that I would encourage you to do is spend the weekend going over all these interviews. You know, just like Leila talked about, if you have children, you know, the Roslyn interview about child-centered divorce, there's so many nuggets in the interviews that we had that, you know, at the time can seem like overwhelming. And when you can just take them and go through the process real slowly, it's such valuable information. And remember, those are at bonus.livingfreefromdivorce.com. And they're now $67 for discovery and $82 for the transformation package. But starting Monday, we're going to go up on the packages. So we really do want to offer you a deal for before this weekend's over, and we hope that you take full advantage of that. So, Leila, thank you so much, and I want to tell our listeners, next week we'll begin the third week with Crystal Hughes. Crystal will share Lighting Up Your Boundaries, How to Not Take on Others' Energy to Be Free and Powerfully Claim Your Space in the World. Crystal is an intuitive healer. So remember to invite others to our Living Free from the Pain of Divorce that you know that might benefit from this. And as we close, I'd like to say, always continue to climb. It is possible for you to do whatever you choose. If you first get to know who you are and are willing to work with a power that is greater than yourself to do it. And that's Ella Wheeler Wilcox. And I thank you so much for helping us have a fabulous day today as well as the past 2 weeks. Thank you for your investment in us and in yourself. Look forward to having Monday with you. Thank you so much.